All right, so what's good, Grand Rapids? You're locked into Grander Radio. We don't just play the culture, we document it. Now, December 27, 2025 was more than just another basketball game at Van Andel Arena. During the halftime show, Grand Rapids gold matchup against the Wisconsin Herd, something historic happened. For the first time ever, local Grand Rapids hip-hop artists took center court during the basketball NBA G League halftime show that features Sonny Ski, Guapped Up Speedy, and Lady Ace Boogie performing the anthem Grand Rapids. And behind the powerful live sounds, a drummer, a musical director, and a band leader. Tonight we're talking to the man holding down the rhythm, the heartbeat behind the performances, Orlando James of Bedrock, the foundation. Orlando. Hey.
You make me sound like I'm actually doing it out here. I appreciate that.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That's because you putting in that work, man. You putting in some good work, you know.
Of course, I'm trying to, you know. And thankfully, you know, we got a community that believes in live music. Thankfully, we got a community that cares about, you know, having everybody that's actually like out in the community be a part of stuff.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And you guys are definitely well known within the city. Everybody knows Bedrock. You know, you guys put on awesome shows and awesome events, and you know, we just love coming out seeing you guys. You know,
and, you know, that was always the intention. I mean, of course, as a musician, I feel like there's a desire to want to be popular and to want to be liked and everything. But you know, the thing that we really push for is making sure we good music, good relationships, good time, and just make sure we keep that same recipe moving all the time.
Got you. So let's go ahead and get into it. So take us back to that night when you stepped onto the floor of the Van Andel Arena. What did that moment feel like?
Electric. You know, I've been in that building a bunch of times, but I've never been in that building from the vantage of actually being able to perform that building. So I mean, having the setup and everything, of course, you know, they got best sound equipment, best sound people, everything money can buy. Just, you know, getting a chance to be in that environment and experience that, you know, that's not something I've had before.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, did it hit you right away that you were making history for the city?
I mean, of course it hit us. I mean, the second I got the phone call, I was like, oh, yeah, we can really lock in, because this is a big deal, and I don't ever want to be on that platform and not do our job, or, you know, let the other people down that we end up working with at the same time. So the second I got the call, I was like, oh, this is huge.
Okay.
I couldn't wait.
Right, exactly. So you weren't just playing the drums. You were actually leading the band. So what goes into arranging a show and a performance like that?
And the biggest thing that goes into it all is just the relationship component. A lot of times, you know, we sit down with the artists and we start listening through the music and we start talking about some, what image do we want to drive? Like, what do we want the people to feel? And after we start to get through that, we start to tailor fit the music and talk about how we can make changes, ebbs and flows, to just give it more personality than somebody pressing play.
Right. So you being a great drummer, how do you adjust your dynamics in a space that big?
It's really the energy that you get back from everybody else. Mm-hmm. But I think prior to, it's really knowing what sounds y'all want to give. Because if you already know what sounds you want to give, you can come out and set the intensity right away. You know, the energy can be up, the energy can be down, and just having a way to kind of talk through that roadmap, it makes it to where it seems like we're doing it on the fly, but really, it's all pretty planned out.
Okay. So the song is called Grand Rapids. What did it mean to you personally to help bring that record to life, you know, on stage?
Oh, man. First, I want to give huge shout out to Sonny Ski. Huge shout out to Guapped Up Speedy. Huge shout out to Jelena. Right. Huge shout out to Lady Ace for pulling through in that moment. But when you get to talking about a song like Grand Rapids, being from Grand Rapids, you know what I'm saying? It pretty much represents everything that, you know, we recognize growing up. Places that are in business, locations that are in businesses still, neighborhoods and everything like that. It's really good to have an ode to the city, something that we can be proud of that ends up being our own thing as well.
Mm-hmm. So Grand Rapids has a growing hip-hop scene. Do you feel like this performance shifted the culture in any way?
Man, you know, the hip-hop scene in Grand Rapids is it's kind of like none other. I've been blessed to be a part of it in so many different ways, you know, from so many different artists, from so many different aspects of shows, that I believe the culture has continued to grow more mainstream. I feel like it's always been here, but now I think some of the work that everybody has done is really getting to be like more recognized on a large level. And I even think appreciated a little bit more.
Right, right. Okay. So how important is it for organizations like Grand Rapids Gold to create space for local artists?
I mean, if you are an organization that exists for the city of Grand Rapids, in my opinion, it is on you to find ways to tap into different markets and different people that support the city, because at the end of the day, it's all commerce. I mean, there's people that got to come to the games, people that support the teams. And when you do it full of synergy like that, it's just, I mean, it was almost 10,000 people at that game that night. And I'm not going to take full credit for, you know, the 10,000 people being there.
Right.
But I do know that, I mean, timing and everything, the holidays, but I do think that along with there being a bump of people that were going to support as well, it just kind of all fed into the event and the energy of that night.
Okay. Now, a lot of rehearsal went into that performance. Give me a little breakdown about that.
I'm going to be real. A lot of rehearsal didn't go into it.
Wow. Okay.
But I think conceptually, I mean, when you're working with artists that are good at what they do, and I have to give Sonny and Speedy, I give a whole lot of credit. I mean, we've been working with them off and on for some years now. I think the ability to perform as a rapper with a live band and or with just your track, I don't know if everybody can do it, but thankfully Sonny and Speedy are able to do it in their sleep. So by the time we link up, start talking through the vibe, I think we might have linked together twice.
Okay.
And after that, it's go time.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, so for young musicians watching that night, maybe sitting in the upper deck dreaming, you know, what message or of hope, you know, would you have for them?
Man, if you're a young musician, I think the biggest thing I can say is, like, lock into your craft. As a drummer, I practice with all types of different genres of music. I listen to all types of genres of music. I think the biggest thing you can do as an artist or as a musician is to not box yourself in to what you think you're interested in now. I mean, I play the drums across a ton of different areas, you know, at church, at hip-hop shows. I played for a rock band before. I think it's really just locking in and making sure that you're involved in the music and keeping yourself fresh.
Okay. So what's next for Bedrock, the foundation?
Oh man, ultimately what's next for us is we got some artists and everything that we're looking to do some more recording and everything with. I know individually as a band, I know some of our band members have some other projects that they're working on for some recording and everything as well. And you know, just continue to be on the lookout for different shows. I know we're doing the jammies with Lady Ace again this year and some festivals and everything moving into the summertime. So, you know, just continuing to stay involved, continuing to stay a part of the community, continuing to network, and continue to be who we are.
Okay. So 10 years from now, when people look back at December 27, 2025, how should this moment be remembered?
Oh, man. Honestly, I think we're going to do it again by 10 years. I don't even think it'll be something where we have to look back at that one. We'll definitely be in there doing it again. I mean, I can't say a whole lot, but I believe we'll 100% be back in again. But I do want to say in 10 years, if we're looking back at that date specifically, I will say that it changed. I will say that it changed some things. I mean, I was good for the city and be able to have that many people out and everybody all about the unity and the love and continue to push a song that was released, you know, some time ago as well. I think it's all great.
Okay. So where can the people find you on social media?
My social media, I like to keep it real simple, right? You can find me Orlando James on Instagram, Orlando James on Facebook.
Okay.
And then we got Bedrock the Foundation on Instagram, Bedrock the Foundation on Facebook. You know, that way you ain't got to look too hard.
Okay. So moments like that just don't happen. They're built, rehearsed, believed in. And Orlando James, we appreciate you helping push the culture forward right here in Grand Rapids. This is what Grander Radio is about, spotlighting people, building the city in real time To everyone tuned in, if you missed the halftime show, just know this. The city is evolving, the sound is evolving, and the culture is alive. Orlando James, hey, we appreciate you for tapping in. Thank you.
Of course.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And let's keep it moving.
Absolutely. I appreciate you too, man. Take care of yourself.
All right. Thank you.